Hello, and welcome to Coach Training Alliance. My name is Holly, and I will provide an overview of what to expect from your training. Before we begin, I would like to remind you to listen to the requirements for certification. This is a short audio segment that will clearly explain the eligibility requirements for you to receive certification as a human capital coach. So, what can you expect from your training? Human capital coaching classes meet once per week via live teleconference. Your mentor coach will send you the dial-in and conference ID number that you will need to join the class. These calls are highly participative. Your mentor coach may call on you to discuss the reading material or homework assignments. Come prepared. The homework assignments and the reading assignments are all listed in your syllabus. Initially, your coursework and the conversations in the class will focus on pure coaching. By that, we mean basic understanding of what coaching is, what it is not, how it is used, and begin developing the fundamentals on how to coach. Once this has been established, the class will begin looking at coaching within the context of organizational design. We will add layers and put coaching in the framework of organizational development. You will go deeper into your training around the role of coaching and how it fuels and feeds the organization. Finally, your training will focus on introducing, implementing, and sustaining a coaching culture. Now, there are a few things that might surprise you about the Human Capital Coaching course. The first is related to the workbook. This we call the Human Capital Coaching Accelerator. If you haven't already received your accelerator, please contact support@coachtrainingalliance.com. You should receive the digital download as well as a hard copy delivered in the mail. The workbook is designed to be read straight through start to finish. However, in class, be prepared to jump around. Sometimes you will skip over sections or entire groups of lessons so that you can focus on certain content. Occasionally, we will ask you to reread or review lessons in the accelerator. As you progress through the course, your understanding and skill level will increase. As your understanding increases, we'll ask you to review and revisit some material. This helps you develop your skills at a more advanced level and draw from the information with a more educated eye. Another thing that might surprise you about the course is the way we refer to you as a coach. The purpose of the course is to develop your ability to coach others in an organization, and you will be building your capabilities as a coach. Regardless of how you ultimately use this training, we want you in the mindset that you are a coach. We want you building your competency to coach, and therefore we refer to you as a coach. But of course, the reading isn't the best part of this program. One of the most meaningful and valuable parts of this training is the live Coach the Coach sessions. What is a Coach the Coach session? Coach the Coach sessions are live coaching practice sessions that take place during your class. One participant will be asked to play the role of the client. Another participant will be asked to play the role of the coach, and yet another person will be asked to play the role of the primary observer. The client is expected to bring a real-life agenda to the coaching session. This is not role-playing. They should come prepared to attend the session with an actual, practical, real topic. The coach is expected to put into practice all of the knowledge and training that they have been working on throughout the course. And the primary observer, well, they are listening to the coaching conversation and identifying the components of the simple coaching model. The primary observer will be expected to provide constructive feedback to each participant and/or relevant observations to each party. Naturally, your mentor coach will also provide constructive feedback to all the participants, as well as any comments or observations that would be beneficial to the rest of the class. Coach the Coach sessions will be coordinated by your mentor coach. They will provide a schedule of when you will be expected to play the role of coach, client, or primary observer, and you will ask to play each of these roles at least 2 times throughout the course. In addition to the in-class Coach the Coach sessions, your mentor coach will assign a class buddy. This is another participant who will be assigned to you for the duration of the class. At times, you will be asked to meet with your buddy for short discussions of course material or assignments. You will also use your buddy to practice coaching. This is a safe environment that allows you to learn and develop your coaching skills. Class buddies will be announced during the second or third week of class. Between class buddies, live Coach the Coach sessions, the workbook training, and the live classroom discussions, we know that you will have a transformative and rewarding experience. Thank you for choosing Coach Training Alliance, and we look forward to supporting your development as a human capital coach.